You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And happy Friday. Can't believe it's Friday again, but time flies. And you know what that means. You're in store for another Friday feature, and today we have the one and only Maeve Steele joining us. But before we get into that, this episode is kindly sponsored by the one and only DistroKid. For all of my musicians, artists, producers, anybody that has to do with music listening, DistroKid is the best music distribution service that you guys are going to find, and I promise you that. If you want to get your music on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Tidal, and Apple Music, and also get a verified artist page and so many more perks, you'll have to work with DistroKid because they are the best. They have so many tools to help you guys reach a larger audience and to even make collaborating easier online. And with all of these perks, you're probably thinking, there has to be a catch, right? No catch. And the best part is you get to keep 100% of your earnings that come from streaming. You heard that right. It doesn't get any better than this, guys. All you have to do is pay your annual membership fee. And lucky for you, I have a 7% off discount code. Just type in distrokid.com/VIP/alessandra and you will get that 7% off. Now that link is linked in the description of this episode, as well as on my link tree that you could find all over social media. Now back to today's segment, I want to introduce the one and only Maeve Steele. We're chatting about so much, including her brand new single Tycho, which I'm obsessed with and I know you guys will be too, who she dreams of collaborating with, and what you guys can expect to see and hear from her in the near future. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
Hey, Maeve, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about this. I know you have so much going on. You just released a new single, but before we get into that, how has everything been? I know COVID is kind of, I'm always knocking on wood, but kind of going away, and you have a lot happening. The world is opening up. So how has everything been?
Yeah, it's been good. Definitely feels like I'm settling into life a little more. It feels like the pandemic won't necessarily throw a wrench in, knock on wood, to my life again, like everyone. But yeah, I moved to LA in 2020. And this is kind of the first time I'm experiencing it, not in the pandemic world. So I'm happy.
Yeah, that's amazing. I know 2020 is like a horror show to think about. So anytime somebody mentions it, it's like, oh, it's a little triggering. But yeah. I'm glad you're out there and finally seeing it without the pandemic mess. Because I did live in LA during 2020 and it was super weird. And the whole TikTok thing was going on. And I was like, this is a fever dream. Where am
I? Yeah, weird place to be, especially when social media was like the only thing people had. And it's such a social media focused city. So I can imagine that was weird.
It was so weird. And I was like, I don't know what this is. And I was seeing TikTokers running around the street. It was a lot. But now we're getting back to a normal life. And
yeah, there's still TikTokers running around, but
yeah, they're still running around, but at least the Grammys are back. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least we have some like actual events to look forward to. So that's all exciting.
Yeah.
And I know you recently released a brand new single, Tycho, and it was added to the Billboard 10 cool new pop songs to get you through the week, which is awesome. Love Billboard. So what can you tell me about that single? Obviously, the first drop of 2022, super exciting. So tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's funny, I wrote that song about like a year and a half ago. And it's really all about time and like how weird it is that time's passing so quickly, but so slowly. How jealous I am of this like crater in the moon that gets to exist for 108 million years. And then all of a sudden it was a year and a half later and I was actually releasing it and putting it into the world and thinking back on what my life was like a year and a half before when I was actually writing it and the things I was thinking about. So that's been kind of trippy. but it's been such a cool experience, and it's such a like dreamy, feel good song, which obviously makes me happy.
For sure. It really is. It has like a very different vibe to it, which I enjoy. I'm always saying I'm so sick of hearing the same like sound and the same stuff. So I loved it. I think it's like really different and there is a dreamy vibe. That's a really good way of putting it. But like, what inspired you to be like, okay, I'm going to write a song about this because it is so different?
I saw, this sounds so silly, I saw a picture on Pinterest, like a little infographic about this crater called Tycho. And it was talking about how it's existed. It's 108 million years old. And then I just kind of got obsessed with it. I thought, the moon imagery is always so cool to me. It feels so like far away, but then also it's so important to our nature and like our daily lives. I don't know. I feel like there's a connection between femininity and like womanhood and the moon. So I'm always really fascinated by it. And when I saw that, I was really in a writer's block, and it kind of inspired me to like write some more poetry style, random lyrics. And at the time I was also doing this songwriter challenge that I saw online somewhere that was like, try to write a lullaby or a jingle every day and just see what kind of melodies you can come up with and what kind of songs that you create out of your normal comfort zone. And so I was doing the lullaby challenge. So I'd already had the chorus that was like, it's all right here, you know, kind of a lulling someone to sleep. And then mushed that together with these lyrics, these verses that I was writing about this crater and the moon. And it turned into this song.
That's so crazy. Okay, so we can thank Pinterest for this track.
Yeah, we can always thank Pinterest.
I've not thought about Pinterest in a while, but honestly, it's kind of the move. You know, I always go there for like packing lists. I don't know. That's a plug for them. You know, like when you're like packing, you're like, I feel like I'm going to forget something. Pinterest really has you all set up. So now they have like inspiration for songwriting. We can thank them for Tycho.
Inspiration, all that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so wow, that's really cool. Yeah, the whole moon thing is a very interesting concept. And I know Camila Cabello is also kind of obsessed with the whole like moon and all that. I don't know, a couple years back, I remember listening to an interview when she talked about that. So just something I thought about when you were explaining it. But definitely, like I said, different concept, something you will not be hearing like on New Music Friday or like, you know, a random playlist, which I love. I think it's so cool. And on top of that, I feel like listening to the song, people are like, okay, because it's so like dreamlike, you kind of imagine a visual just listening to it. So can fans expect a music video or visualizer of some sort for this track? What can you say about that?
I kind of like leaving it visualless because it is so centered around the moon. Like I like the idea of people kind of entering this dreamlike state, envisioning it for themselves. I feel like it's also kind of hard to not get corny when it's the moon or like natural imagery. You know, no one wants to see 3 minutes of like me frolicking in front of the moon.
No, you're right.
So
you're right.
Keeping it in the imagination. But this song started out as just such a stripped song with just me and a guitar. My producer, Brian Malov, really had the vision for bringing it much bigger, having it this more like upbeat. He almost was bringing in like Kygo like sounds, which is so cool and so not what I thought the song would turn into. I'm glad it did, but I do like the idea of doing some sort of stripped version of it. So maybe that will happen in the future.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. And I totally support that because, like I said, just listening to it, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I don't even know what I'm looking at in my mind, but it's something. It's pretty cool. Yeah. So I feel like you can't just listen to this and be like, brain not working. Like, it just something has to happen. I don't really know what it was, but there was definitely something going on. So I support that completely. And I know this single comes after Shimmer, which you released last year. It does have a music video. Fans love that track. So how do you think your sound has developed or changed, even in the slightest way, since Shimmer?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely changed, I'd say, quite a bit. When I wrote Shimmer, I was so pandemic bored. everyone's so sick of talking about it, but I was just like in my room. I missed my friends. I missed having like a life that I recognized. And I just really wanted to write something fun and something that would make me feel good, feel happy and get excited to like go out and be with my friends again. And after I wrote that, I was like, okay, that kind of did it for me. And then I was just hitting this crazy writer's block and trying to think about things that I guess mattered a bit more, or a bit more under the surface. And that's where the song Tycho came from and some of these other songs. So I feel like it has been a bit more of like a personal exploration after Shimmer, being like, okay, I got that kind of like fun, let's dance, I don't really care, out of my system. And now I've been trying to be like, who am I as a person? What does that sound like? What does that write like? All that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so cool. And I know you said Tycho and some other ones. So what's next? Can fans expect, you know, more singles or even a project coming this year? Because I know, like you said, yeah, Shimmer was kind of like the last year thing. And now we have Tycho and it's March, which is crazy. So we're going to blink and it'll be the summer. So what else do you have planned, or what can you share without getting in trouble? My favorite question.
Yeah, I'm working on a project right now. My next single is going to be called Slow Down. And that's coming soon. I can't tell you when, but soon. And yeah, it's the same vibe. It's definitely going back to a bit more of an Americana sound, a bit more stripped, a bit more dreamy, and more personal, really.
All right, cool. So kind of like a similar vibe to Tycho, which is definitely, like I said, so different. And I'm sure everyone wants to hear more of that. And with kind of everything you mentioned, just the stuff that you said about like how you write and finding yourself as an artist, I think people wonder, and it's kind of cool to hear about like the inspirations or musicians that you listen to that, you know, maybe you don't even draw inspiration from them, but you're like, oh, I listen to so-and-so and so-and-so, and like, these are the people that kind of maybe shaped you as an early artist. So who are you listening to now, or who did you listen to like, you know, when you first started writing music that, you know, you appreciate as either like a band or an artist?
Well, Kacey Musgraves is just like my girl. I'm obsessed with her. I've been listening to her since she was doing more country, like same trailer, different park, that album. I grew up listening to her in like high school, and then just hearing Golden Hour and then her most recent album. I love how she's like expanded this Americana country sound and leaned into all these other like the natural imagery and all this stuff that really resonates with me. Lana Del Rey is another big one. Like, I've been listening to her since I was like 12 and angsty in my middle school bedroom trying to write poetry. And then she's blossomed into this artist. Norman Rockwell is like one of my all-time favorite albums. So those are definitely the two that I kind of try to channel when I'm writing and when I'm exploring lyrics and sounds. Another huge one is James Blake. I think everything that he does is so cool and so weird, and he can create these just haunting sounds, and also has lyrics that I've never heard anyone do. Huge influences, and I love everything they do.
That's awesome. I'm also a big Kacey fan, and Lana, of course. Who were you if you weren't listening to Lana Del Rey, thinking that you were angsty and emo and you're like 13 on the middle school bus?
Oh, exactly.
Come on. Like, that was Dark Paradise, all that. Like, that was middle school. That was everything. So, yeah, you know, scrolling through Tumblr, wow, what a time. That was...
What a time.
Sometimes that gets brought up and I'm like, Jesus Christ, were we all really on the bus listening to Lana Del Rey, scrolling through Tumblr, thinking our life was like so dramatic, when really all we had to worry about was doing our homework and waking up at like 7:30 to go to school, to go to like math class. I mean, so yeah, funny.
That's the beauty of it. We all really resonated with that angst, which is so cool. And then I feel like as I've gotten older, like she's gotten older and her themes have changed, which I just love.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I love talking about that and reminiscing on those times. And again, watching her growth as an artist, like as someone that we all listen to growing up, now seeing how she's changed and her sound has developed. And then again, you know, you as an artist, your sound has changed and developed. And it's kind of like everyone is going through this cycle, whether it's like as an artist or a person or whatever. So it's just a really cool process. They're both queens. Love them. Going off of that, I know, like I said, you have such a unique voice. Your sound is so unique. I feel like the collaboration possibilities are kind of endless because you can fit in so many different, you know, artists into a track of yours that could totally tear it up and make it something completely different. So with that being said, who are you dying to work with, or who would you love to jump on a track with? Who are you personally dying to work with or get into a studio with?
Oh, that's a great question. Who would I love to work with? I've been loving lately Lizzie McAlpine, and she's just so like folky, but she has this beautiful resonant voice. It's so like soft and powerful. Her lyrics are so cool. I think she would be someone awesome to work with. But I would also just, of course, love to work with James Blake. Phineas, I think, would be so cool because their production is just amazing. They have like the Midas touch.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah, they're all amazing. Phineas especially, like he's killer. I don't even know what he's going to do next because I'm like, where could he possibly go from here? And then he just pulls something out of his hat and it's like, oh, well, that's just even better than what I thought. So
yeah,
we love that. Great, great choices there. And I guess like for a final question, with everything going on right now, like you being added to the Billboard list and people finding songs on social media and Spotify and all of that, there's a lot of fans that are just totally running around finding new music. And they're like, oh, this is like my new favorite song. Tycho could definitely be on the list for like a bunch of people that are just finding it on Spotify or wherever they go. So for fans who have just discovered your music, what do you want them to know about you, like as an artist or a person?
I guess it would be, I would just love people to like listen to the lyrics. Yeah, just, I think just listen lyrically and really like break it down. I was a creative writing major. I love words. Like words are so important to me. And I think that can get kind of swept under the rug when people are just listening to music. So I think really just like taking that extra time, it would mean so much to me for people that are listening to my music.
That's a great answer. Yeah, you definitely have such intricate lyrics and so unique. So yeah, everyone go and dissect those for yourself and see how you connect with them because, again, so different. But yeah, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much, Maeve, for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's been so fun talking about your music and obviously the other artists that have inspired you. It's been great. I can't wait to see what singles are coming out soon. Congrats on Tycho and everything that came with that. It's so exciting. And yeah, I'll keep making my own music video in my head.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me. This is so cool. This is my first podcast, so this is awesome.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge shout out and thank you to Maeve Steele, as always, for joining us today and chatting about everything from Tycho to who she wants to work with and so much more. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. We have so many more coming soon and more exciting guests on the horizon. So be sure to subscribe and follow and all of that jazz so you guys don't miss a thing. Well, that's all I have for today, folks. You know the drill. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. We're all-